from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster that's considered a bore. But you know, I consider putting you to sleep a joy and not a chore. It's time for Sleep With Me, a podcast to put you to sleep. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. With just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead and start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking, if the answer to those questions are yes, yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show if it was missing from my life. I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, I do need, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now if the answer is yes to those questions. So we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. And I also want to thank Chris Bosey-Bosterson from Sounds Like an Earful Studios, who did the theme music and edited this episode. Jonathan Mann is on the lullabies. Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer are on our artwork. I'm at Dearest Scooter on Twitter. That's where you can catch me. Make sure you use your smart speakers if you're getting them for the holidays, and just have the tune-in skill enabled or subscribe to the podcast and whatever podcatcher you use. And the listeners have their own Facebook group. I want to thank Stacey, Lauren, Keith, Julian, Jennifer, Summer, and Sarah. And let's get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest, and what I'm going to attempt to do is try to create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, like emotions, physical sensations, changes or interruptions in your routine. Anything, noise outside, inside, freaking jingle, no jingling bells after 10 p.m. How about that? I mean, holy mackerel, Santa who? Save it for Christmas Eve and that's it, buddy. Anyway, that's just a little, I don't know what that was. Maybe we could come back to that, though. So, that feels like there's a lot of cheap, easy jokes in there that are mildly humorous. Here's the deal. I'm going to create a safe place where I can kind of take your mind off stuff and keep you company. Whatever's keeping you awake. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use these lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones that aren't for everybody. But give it a few tries to see if they work for you. And basically, let's see, if you're new... Well, here's the quickest version of it. You don't really got to listen to me. You could just barely hear me in the background, or you don't have to pay me any attention or pay me any mind. Also, you're under no pressure to fall asleep. I'll be here to be your companion for at least an hour, or around an hour. So those are the kind of main rules. And then structurally, first 4 to 6 minutes of show business, because it's a free sleep podcast. We have over 20 hours of work for each episode. So the way we keep it free and all the archives free is listener support and a little bit of sponsor support. That's because of the listener support. So if you're new, thanks for sticking through that. Sorry, thank you, but it's a sleep podcast. We've got to do that up front. If you're a regular listener, thanks for being actively involved in the podcast. And so that's the first 4 to 6 minutes or so. Then there's an intro, which we're just starting off. Usually those are around 12 minutes. That's the estimate. And I usually just ramble in those. I try to make you feel welcome. I guess I try to earn your trust, but just in a way, like, not in a way like you'd give me your wallet or the keys to your vehicle or leave me in charge of anything other than, like, let's say you were, like, this is the kind of trust I'm looking to earn. Could you hold these coffees for 1 minute while I throw this out? Are you comfortable, like, considering giving me that level of trust? Because that's a serious, like, that's a leap of faith on your half. And I'm not joking. Because think about it. Like, you're there in line. Maybe you got a couple of those holiday drinks. Peppermint Nog Mocha Frappuccino. Is there any caffeine in there? But you just bought two of those. Hopefully you got, like, a BOGO or something on that. Buy one, get one free. Though I don't know where you'd go to get that. But anyway, you're holding those. And then you realize you want to put some napkins in your pocket. Figure out those, like, how to use one of those carriers. But those, like, involve so much pushing. But maybe that's it. So you say, well, I'd like to get these in a carrier, but I got to put them down. But man, like, I don't want to risk you spilling this $8 coffee. You say, oh, this person looks barely, you know, you say, well, they look like I could trust them. They don't look actually that coordinated, but if they're only standing still, I think they could hold these coffees. They don't have anything in their hand because they're waiting for theirs. That's a neighborly thing to do, but it does take a little, because you say, well, I got to talk to someone I don't really know. But then you just turn, you say, hey, would you mind holding these two? And I would say, absolutely, no, not a problem. Do you mind, you know, I would joke, do you mind if I taste this? But that would probably, I don't know if it would that build trust or lose trust. If I keep it away from my mouth, like if I move it further, I say, well, maybe I'll taste this. Would that be... And then you say, okay, I got my napkins, thanks. Then that's the exchange is done. That's the exact level of trust I'm looking to earn of yours initially for the podcast. You say, oh, well, it seems like pretty low risk. I'm just going to listen to this this person ramble for an hour, see if they can put me to sleep. I don't really have anything invested other than a little bit of time here. Yeah, would I trust them to hold? Maybe I would hand them two coffee. Maybe would he even be one? And I'll be honest with you up front. Don't try to give me three, because there's a 0% chance of me giving all three of them back to you with coffee in them, because they can probably hold two. And holding three, I mean, I wouldn't mind trying, but that would be me trying to show off, and that never goes well. So I'm looking to earn your trust. That's what I do during the intro, by over-explaining things or by trying to make a metaphor about something and relate it back to the podcast. But really, that's all I'm asking. You say, hey, would you hold on to these? And really, I guess, like, to extend the metaphor into the real truth of the podcast is, if I could offer some magical physical service, it would be like that. It would be like those Amazon lockers or whatever for your worries or your pain or, you know, whatever it is. What's that word that it really captures it all? Like, you know, the deep, dark night of your humanity. And you say, hey, Scoots, could you hold on to this for 8.5 hours for me? I'd say, no problem. I got lockers here. Here's your locker key. It's got crypto funk, you know, crypto funk in there, so you don't got to worry about it. It's part of its own blockchain. It's called the Blockhead Chain. So totally encrypted. I'm going to take your worries or whatever substitute. I'm going to encrypt them, And then I'm going to put them in my own blockhead chain, and I'll hold them for you for 8.5 hours. When you get up tomorrow well-rested, you know, then we'll run it through your personal decryption key that'll, you know, double verified, of course. And, like, then you can go about your day. Hopefully you'll be flourishing and smiling and enjoying yourself because you got a better night's sleep. Now, we both know that that's a pie in the sky dream. And I don't know if you could say, well, I might trust you to hold my coffees. I don't think you have any idea what you're talking about encryption. Oh, yeah, we got a 2884 hex key here. This stuff's unbreakable, except when dropped. Hardy har har. Would you say, well, I trust you to hold my coffees. Would you trust me to hold your worries? Kind of. Because this podcast is a little bit like that. I try to take your mind off stuff. Think about those warm cups of Java or whatever the heck it is. Sugar with some coffee. And me holding them for you. And maybe I could do the same for whatever's keeping you awake. But a little bit different manner. Because you're under no pressure to listen to me. Like, even though I'm here to take your mind off stuff, keep you company, eventually, for a lot of you, I'll lose you'll lose focus on what I'm talking about. Like, tonight we'll be talking about the holiday parade, and we'll have some visitors and stuff like that, talking about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. A little late, but yeah, like, you know, it's already nostalgic. But the whole idea is, like, you don't feel any pressure to fall asleep or to listen. And I can just be there just like an adult was there reading you a bedtime story. But the circumstances are a little bit different. I'm a little bit sillier. It don't get to the point as much as an adult might. Because let's be honest. You say, hey, kid, get to sleep already. Like, you don't even know what's like. You don't know what it's like being in your teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, whatever, like, you don't know what it's like out there. So for you, it should probably take about 8 minutes to fall asleep tops. But I realize, you know, sometimes you need a little extra soothing. But I'm here for 60 minutes of soothing for you, the grown-up, or the grown-up in training, like I am, G-I-T or whatever. I haven't even got to that stage yet. I say I'm a tween and twid, tween in development. I'm working on whatever those are, anagrams. I don't even know what the heck they are, shortages. Twid. I like that, though. I'm a twid, tween in development. I guess that's a little bit weird because that is a double entendre because tweens are developing. I even passed those stages. I'm just trying to develop the maturity of a teen so that I can move on to being like a useful functioning member of the world where I say, hey, this feels pretty good out here. And it does feel pretty good and better if you're rested. That's why I want to help. I have trouble sleeping. I toss and I turn. I overthink. I overtalk. They say, hey, what the heck are those? Is that Jingle Bells? I mean, first reaction is Santa coming for early visit? And then I say, probably not. Then I say, well, who is someone outside? Are those Jingle Bells going in my brain or outside? And then I say, what's with the Jingle Bells? I have no Jingle Bells, no jingling after 10 p.m. You know, if you got chestnuts and you want to roast them, open fire or not, do it before 9 because I don't need to be smelling burnt chestnuts. Also, by the way, I relocated to the North Pole, like a North Pole village out on Route 4. I'm working. We got a third job here. And so these are the kind of things that get on my nerves out here. It's Santa's Christmas Village. Or whatever the heck we call it now. I say, can't we just call it the Happy Pole? Also, can we get that going? Can we get some more signs up, Bruce, about the 10 p.m.? No jingling after 10 p.m. And they say, who works at a North Pole, like imitation North Pole, and actually roast chestnuts? And they say, well, you can't judge until you tried it. And I said, well, if you roast them at lunchtime, I'll have some chestnuts, but it drives me nuts. I'm trying to go to sleep. And that's kind of what my brain is like, too. It's also like fixating and discovering things to get worked up about. But the podcast here, take your mind, like hold your coffee. I don't think I could explain it better than that, but it's so simple. I got to keep talking, I guess. But think about that if you're new. And you might already have an answer, and maybe they give you clarity. Say, I wouldn't let this person hold on to a cup of water for me. You'd say, okay, well, I believe it. I believe you. I understand. And if you're new, most listeners say it takes a few tries to figure out this podcast, if it's going to work for you or not, because it's different, and I'm different, and I accept that. But all I'm trying to do is to help for the people that it works for. If it doesn't, I'm sorry, I can't help you. But give it a few tries. Really no investment but time. And I'm glad you're here. I work very hard on this show because it can relate to how it feels out there in the deep, dark night. And I really want to help you fall asleep. Thank you for coming by. Hey, everybody.
Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Hey, everybody. It's Scoots. It's time for our Thanksgiving Day parade, and it's already started. I see Whoopi. And Dustin from Stranger Things, Harry Connick Jr., Jane from 30 Rock, all doing the opening number, and it's like an opening number with dancing and stuff like that. Very fun. And the number kind of climaxes in a giant dancing and singing scene in front of Macy's. With some really good break dancing, you know, just a really like a fun scene, good dancing, good grouping. We're watching the, Telemundo feed of the parade. I did watch every feed of the parade. This is one I choose to base the episode on. And I want to introduce our team here to help you bring the parade. But first, I got to say, where in the F in heck is Amy Kuhl? K-U-L-E. Of course, I didn't Google this, so I may have to edit this out. But I like every year, Amy Kuhl, who does all the, I think goes all the work that goes, like is the leader of the parade team, cuts the ribbon to start the parade. Maybe last year, like, was not, like, but she still worked on the parade last year. I didn't see in the highlights her name. But call me Kuhl, because I'm an Amy Kuhl fan, K-U-L-E, and I'm probably pronouncing it wrong to show my fandom, but I'm pretty sure that is correct. But they had a CEO or something. Anyway, so here's our team. I'm here, I'm Scoots. I'm going to be here throwing it out, and I don't have, let's see, in charge of, I got someone in charge of balloons, someone in charge of floats, and then my, a person for extra commentary, my neighbor Ray. Ray, say hello to everybody. Oh, hello, 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 everybody. I'm just glad to be here with Scooter, talking about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. This is our third or fourth year doing it, and it's very nice. Oh, I just saw a Smurf balloon. And I'll be here trying to help out. Happy Thanksgiving, happy holidays. And I want to say, I want to send my love and joy to you. I know it's not Thanksgiving now, but it's the holiday season. And sometimes the holiday season doesn't always feel inclusive to everybody. But Ray, I want you to know when I'm saying this message to all of you, and Scooter's love of the holidays is an attempt to be inclusive, but he kind of throws it everywhere. But, if you don't feel included, you're included in Ray's heart. However you celebrate it, well, sometimes, you know, Scooter particularly, he likes to be alone. And even people say, well, you can't be like, so Ray's here and he's thinking, happy holidays, everybody. All right, thanks, Ray. And on balloons, we have someone, I don't know if they've ever worked with the parade episodes before, because I don't really remember, We have someone that's not human, but they fly in the sky. Oh, there's the Macy's CEO we're seeing right now with a bunch of clowns. But yeah, I'm also seeing a balloon, and the balloons are getting ready to roll, and I'd like to check in with Bernie the Butterfly. Yeah, this is Bernie the Butterfly here. Hello, everybody. I'm Bernie the Butterfly. I'm a butterfly, and I'm here the first time. I'm a little nervous, but that's why I might sound, I'm here at the parade. I want to be quiet for these balloons. But yeah, I'm Bernie the Butterfly. I'm here. I'll be talking about the balloons. Thanks, Scooter. Thanks, Bernie. And then covering Broadway and the Broadway performances and maybe some other stuff is our good friends. Once they lived in a world called Westeros. Now they live in a world called next door to my apartment with my neighbor Ray. They've changed their names. Once they were knighted and even briefly king. And you may have heard of them. One of them may play for the Jets next year. And you may have heard them referred to as Sir Gregor and Sir Tommen, or King Tommen, or Prince Tommen. But now they go by the Gregor and Mikey. Throw it over to you. Happy Thanksgiving. Also, happy holidays to everyone celebrating their own way. I'm the Gregor, and I'm here with my best friend, Mikey. Oh, yes, hello, I'm Mikey, you're not Sir Tommen. And I'm here with my best friend and a good friend of mine, the Gregor, and my best friend, Sir Pounce. Wow, wow. And, oh, Sir Gregor, we're already here, and Sir Gregor and I have just watched the SpongeBob musical. And it was right going on behind all the TV people. And I said, I know a little bit about SpongeBob, but this was a boy dressed as SpongeBob. And then there was Gary. So, Gregor, what did you think about Gary? He owned a plastic thing. Nice. So, okay, you have Sponges real. You're real, boy. Your cat real. Okay. He... TV sponge with a pet. He musical boy with plastic thing. No sense. Thank you, Sir Gregor. I mean, thank you, whatever your name. Thank you, Gregor. And we also had some fun things, like Patrick was there. Yeah, I liked it. There was some good singing. And Squidsworth had four legs. Wasn't that funny? Yes, four legs. He go... yes, I like him. Also, there's, just so you know, Greg, remember that this parade is for watching only. You're not allowed to participate in any of the musicals. Eat in TV, this parade in TV, not, no going to New York. I know it caused way too much trouble when I go to New York, because I don't like, how men call, Dina. A witch. I say, no, she's no witch. She's no snow queen. Okay. Yes, I won't talk about it. And it was really good. And there was a skateboarder, and it was a delightful musical. And I'm going to throw back to our main team over there. Thanks, Sir Gregor. Actually, we're going to bounce right over because... I'm just getting a view and some information about a flying Wimpy Kid balloon. Yeah, this is Bernie the Butterfly here. There's a balloon that's is supposed to look like a boy from a book, I believe. I don't act like I don't understand these things. And says he's 35 feet or some such thing. And he's like a pair. I don't think it's a polite version of a boy, because a boy that would look like that But it's a very big balloon, and I gotta admit, as I'm covering these balloons here, as much as I don't like you humans, I do like watching the balloons, the movement. I also am imagining, though, that the balloon is in charge of all of you, and you're attached to it by cord, that it's like you're powering it, and it's controlling you instead of you controlling it. And I wish I had some gas to make the balloon go up just a few feet, you know, to see people dangling the legs. But that did not happen. So back to you, Scooter. Thanks. Oh, also, we had a good interview with some people, Cassie and Mike Vogel. And that was really good. I thought that was a nice little interview. And then we have another quick musical check-in with Mikey and Tommen. Oh, yes, hello. Now, this next musical is called Dear Evan Hansen. And I would like to send them a letter to say, Dear Evan Hansen, in the cast of Dear Evan Hansen, I really enjoyed your song. And it really, I liked how one of them had a microphone. And I wanted to applaud them because, you know, there's the lip syncing because they have to keep performing and, you know, it's not easy to hear. It's not easy to do these things. So I wanted to give them applause for the great performance. Mike, do you have anything to say? It's a plaid shirt. I like the plaid shirts very much. And I like how they say, you will be friend or something. I like the message. Really good, yes, the plaid shirts were nice. I like that part. Okay, thanks, Gregor. Scooter, we're going to throw it back to you. Okay, well, Ray wants to say something. Oh, yes, Scooter. There comes Ronald McDonald's shoe car there with Ronald McDonald's balloon. And I really liked that. You know, I missed some of my stars this year. But I did see some people from some other shows, and there's some handsome people interviewing things and stuff, but you have it on mute because we're recording a podcast here. But I always love singing. Oh, you know what? Mikey just emailed me. He said he forgot to mention that the cast on Kana's, it says Kana, the cast on the singer for the last number. But I really, am I going to get to talk about the floats? Is that what going to be my job? Yeah, it probably will be. Thanks everybody. And, I think we have another one coming up. It's, we have another musical, Anastasia, coming up. And our musical team's going to cover that one as well. Oh, yes. So when this musical first unfolded, I said, is that a music box or is that my imagination? And it ended up it was a music box. And she was singing to the music box and then things transformed. And I think it was some sort of spell or an idea. I said, what? Is she spelling or is it her imagination? But then there's what did you say, Mikey? What did you say about it? It's like a royal ball. I think a bit like a royal ball. Also, I think Scooter needs to learn Spanish, but that's just another thing. Okay, go ahead, Mikey. Oh, yes, and then she, my favorite part of this, you should definitely watch it, is she transforms, and I could not figure out. I'm going to try to watch it again. I'm moving it around now. There's a stepmother, which, you know, none of us like stepmothers, really, how they're portrayed in the media. But they have her, Anastasia, as a little girl and as an adult. Oh, I just saw they did a wonderful job of blocking the camera as she transforms it from her outdoor gear into a ball gown, as Greg has said, at a royal ball. And then she dances, but something is missing. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a musical, you know, if she doesn't go on some sort of journey. To find something other than, you know, to find love. Even it would be nice if her stepmother maybe loves her. And there's no blue-faced people in this musical, but there does seem to be a stern male and then a stern stepmother and then maybe a school representative there. But the stepmother person, she looks Scooter wanted me to point out that if you're watching the scene, the CEO that replaced Amy Cool is right in the background of this scene, enjoying the show. And Scooter, I think, would have preferred Amy Cool to be enjoying the show. And also, Scooter wanted me to note that this show is rated PG parental guidance and raise my parental. And so Greg is parental. And it's okay with Ray for us to watch it. But I said, who would not want you? Why isn't not TV for everybody? I just saw the CEO look down at something, Scooter. But now he's looking, he's nodding. Now he's smiling. He has a nice scarf on. And I think that's it. Let's pass it back to Scooter. Okay, so next up is like they go for a remote to Gwen Stefani, Xmas show at the Bank of America Holiday Village. And I put incomparable stand up. I don't know why I put incomparable. But I really enjoyed it. There was a stand-up bass player, and the bass was matte black, which I thought was very cool. And the tinsel dresses looked great. I really like the look. It has like a combination of 1950s. There was people ice skating to the song, so I enjoyed that as well. White Christmas, and there was cool dancing. Oh, yeah, I really liked the dancing. There is a coordinated crowd dancing, and then there was a dancing on stage that progressively got better. And also then there's brass that came in, which I really thought I enjoyed that. And also she says, New York City, yeah, which I really liked. Oh, yeah, they're doing the hands behind her. Some cool stuff from I felt like a Bugs. I was watching a mini Bugsy Berg, Bugsy, whatever my brother loves, Bugsy Berkeley or Bugs, you know who I'm talking about. I don't know who I'm talking about. And then there was a long shot of lots of people on roofs and balconies watching the parade. Really saw a thing. Then there was a horse named Einstein, which I thought was good. But then there was another musical, and I'm going to turn it over, Once on This Island. Oh, yes, we had the musical Once on This Island, and I have to say that the ending was the best part. There was this young child at the end, and there was a close-up, and it was cute, wouldn't you say, said Gregor? Mikey, I'm to Gregor. I like Atari shirts, the dancing Atari shirt. But yes, I like at the end she sing. I like the music and the singing. These seem like a very good musical. Also, I like the deities represented, not all the regular boring deities like here in the way you practice things, the listeners. There was four gods. I think a god of the sky, of the earth, and then a couple other ones, and I like it that, and I love things from across the cultures, that's what I like, right, Mikey? Oh, yes, I loved it too. I also loved the costumes, very enjoyable, dancing, singing, and again, such a hard job to do. I would like to go to Old Broadway, but Sir Gregor, we can't go to the New York, because of Sir Gregor, but I would like to see it, And it's also, George R. lives somewhere near there. So Scooter said we could never go there because it would mess up the time space. But yes, this is the end here. There's our children running on. And she's going to sing one last thing. And it's nearly transcendent. Throw it back to you, Scooter. Thanks. I liked how next the camera catches an empty conference room. And I don't know what I put, Torfu. The turkey sitting above the Macy's entrance. And then we're going to finish up our holiday, our performance coverage with the Rockettes. What did you think about the Rockettes? It was good, very good dancing, very energetic. And I can't say anything other than I enjoyed it and I thought it was a good workout. Good, Sir Gregor? Is the Gregor? Is it good, but I'd like the singing, the dancing good too. But yes, so I no comment, I guess. I enjoyed it. Well, all right, Scooter, we're back. Thank you, boys. This is Ray here. And this parade was put on by over 10,000 volunteers. Now, one thing I wanted to wonder about was that 4,000 of them apparently work for Macy's. So I said, well, are they real volunteers or what? And this is the first band that came in. Now, oh boy, this was the Texas Prairie View A&M Marching Band. And they did a dance mega melody that was just holy cow. What a mega. I like mega melodies and I like the dancing. And I think that it was a good, they did Texas Proud. Holy cow. They had everything. They had, even the band was dancing, which really I liked. And I said, that was a lot of work. Then they had dances. They had flag people. Really good, great stuff. A lot of confetti, I said. And then we had some clowns. So that's why you're not seeing Scooter, because he's out of here. And then, there's a balloon coming. What's this balloon we're seeing, Bernie? Well, thanks there, Ray. This is Bernie the Butterfly here. And this balloon is called Olaf, and it's like 17 other balloons. According to this here, Olaf's nose is the size of three snowboards. I did like the view of the Empire State Building. And then there was a Tom the Turkey. But this Olaf, you could see, I think it's a metaphor for a lot of use. He's got these kind of eyes that seem like a little lost, a little bit like Scooter, but he's smiling. Scooter doesn't usually smile about much of anything. And then there was an ad we laughed at about from a new show called Making It. That looked pretty good. I love watching TV. By the way, if Gatorade ever wants to sponsor Float, or Powerade, or Kirkland Signature Sport Drink, sign me up. I'll be doing it in the parade. Also, the bibs on the people that were pulling Olaf. Spend a little more money already. What in the heck? Olaf's eyes, and I'm getting a second look. Whoever the artist was that did the eyes on that balloon should get a raise as well, because they have a great outline to them. Almost hypnotic, Ray. I better send it back to use. Oh, thank you, Bernie. That was lovely. And then the next thing that was lovely was Miss Patti LaBelle. And she was on the Ocean Spray Co-op Cranberry Float. And holy moly, was that nice. She was singing. Scooter did not like one of the cranberry people. He said, I don't know. And then also Patti LaBelle has a new holiday album, so you should check it out. And then this was a little bit different. Oh, Padma and Tom they were also in it. Scooter had to step out because of the clowns and also the cranberry person. He said that cranberry person, I'm not so sure about them. Also, it's tough being in here with two peoples, you know. But this was strange to me. There was a band that came on with 110 boys and 110 girls. And I said, why would you pick that number? And why does it have to be so even? What are you, Even Steven Marching Band? And another thing, objection I would like to raise is that they made these poor kids run too much. Also, the cranberries, I'm jumping all over here, but there's cranberries in the cranberry bog were floating, which I loved. Almost as much as Miss Patti LaBelle. They always make the bands run on. Did I already say that? I'm sorry. I lost a thing. Let's see. Then next heads up is, let me throw it to Bernie, because Bernie, we got another a balloon coming. Are you ready? Oh, thanks, Ray. Bernie the Butterfly here. Yeah, there was some big-headed humans walking by. Those were colonialists. And then there was a depiction of an animal, Scrat, they called it. And it was an imaginary animal, but it has to make even the nice animals, you humans got to make them look bad. It was a squirrel with big tooths, and like what you would say was beady eyes. I don't like hearing that term. As humans throw it around all the time about one another or about animals they see. Why you got to do that? They had nicer bibs, the carriers, the balloon holders, not fancier, but this thing was called Scrat, and it was a big-toothed squirrel, I think, because they said, oh, even squirrels, you can't trust them. Just like humans. Now, here comes Scooter's favorite part, Ray. So why don't you go tell him about it? Because it was hockey players with Wyclef Jean. Oh, thank you. Oh, was this the moment of the parade? Holy cow. If you're watching at home, it comes in about an hour and 9 minutes into the parade. And this had everything. It had Wyclef Jean singing and in a great little outfit there. And really, there was an 80s feel to the music. It was really nice. And then they had these dancing pucks that Scooter could not stop talking about. And it was just two gentlemen dressed as pucks, and they were dancing, but they were so happy. The faces were just lit up with smiles, and they were really dancing well. And they could only use the arms to flap the hands. But I've never seen two people happier to be in a parade. It really made all of our day. And it was like the best part of the parade. And everyone else, like, there was a lot of good moments here where people were joining in on the parade and having fun. So this Wyclef hockey float, really, the NHL, they picked the right people because it won the day. If it was a contest, they would have won it. And then next up was Ronald McDonald, who was making a heart with his hands. He was in a shoe car. Then you had the Ronald McDonald balloon. Bernie, you have any thoughts on that balloon? You're Bernie the butterfly here. But yeah, who gave that clown a suit? He thinks he's like, first of all, there's already a purvey of fast food that wears a suit like that. And so I just felt like it was a ripoff. And then the poor people pulling the balloons, they had to wear yellow outfits in addition to pulling the clown balloon. I think that should be some, like, if you have a bad podcast, that should be a punishment to drag a, through the town square, or drag a clown balloon. Or, you know, podcasters that eat too many Big Macs, like I know one of them, they should have to, hold on to the clown balloon. I mean, because it would be tiring, and, we would come laugh at him and say, what are you doing? Oh, but here comes another, very big, if you love Hamilton, you love Leslie Odom Jr. And if you don't, it was time for Sunny Days, because it was Big Bird, it was Elmo, it was Bert and Ernie. And I think who gets top billing, Big Bird or Leslie Odom Jr.? I don't know. Holy cow. I mean, one of the biggest celebrities in the world. And then Elmo and some of the cast of Sesame Street and the singing Come Together. Count Chocula was there. Scooter said to say that as a joke. It was, I don't know what he's called, the math vampire, something. But that was a moment, again, between the dancing pucks and seeing Leslie Odom Jr. on a float with the Muppets. I mean, the only thing would have been if we could have had if we could have Lynn up there. But Lynn's too busy out there saving the world, so he's busy. And I'll take Leslie Odom any day of the year. Holy moly, Jr. And then we had another balloon that Bernie already commented on. Bernie? Yeah, okay, Bernie the butterfly here. Thanks, Ray. Also, I wanted to note that this poor kid balloon is carrying a diary, and you think he's in the middle of tripping or diving. And I said to myself, this poor kid, he needs someone just like Scooter needs me. To really sit him down and say, hey, Greg, this is how the world works. You only got three pieces of hair, which is a little bit more than Scooter. But, yeah, what are you doing? Don't run so much. All you humans are always running. Oh, also, I'm Bernie the Butterfly. I'm a butterfly. And I'm the leader of the butterfly community. There's a band running onto stage, but I'm going to take a few minutes here. It's a band from Connecticut, and they did a great job. I'm sure Ray will say that. Oh, boy, they did a great. This is your friend Ray. Holy cow, that was good. You see, I could have been just like him there. But I represent the butterfly community because, and by the way, the reason I gained consciousness is because we're fed up with all you people. Trumbull High School, by the way, is the one performing there. Here's another thing. Why do you take a parade and fill it with so many commercials? I mean, holy, you want to talk about wearing us out. I mean, just spending any time with Scooter in general. But we had to watch this thing live the first time. And he said, no talking, Bernie. And we tried to delay it, and we still caught up. A lot of commercials, but Scooter says every year they use the same format. So he's kind of into the format. He says first hour is Broadway shows and interviews. Then he goes to the second segment. It's like a celebrity interview, commentary, marching band, or float with a singer, then a balloon. And anyway, let me throw back to Ray because I'm sorry. Here comes the Hello Kitty float. This might have been the third highlight of the parade. This is the strongest section of the parade. You had the Pucks, you had the Sesame Street and Leslie, and then you had this young lady who really just blew us all away. It gave us the chills. It was an unbelievable moment. Her name's Angelica Hale, and she—I mean, I don't want to say she was an angel that came down, but she had a beautiful pink puffy on a hat, and a lovely voice, and she was in the Hello Kitty float, and all these other kids were dancing, and really, I'm just watching her sing now, and she's hitting all the notes, and she's having fun, and she's, like, just a beautiful, beautiful voice. It gave us all the chills. Like I said, we had goosebumps, a whole chair. I mean, picture this in your head. You have your Scooter, who makes the podcast, the pod boy. Then you have me. I'm a little bit older than Scooter. I'm his neighbor, Ray. And then in my lap, you have a box and with some Gatorades with Bernie the Butterfly in there. And then next to me, you have originally Sir Gregus. So he's like about 7 feet tall, 800 pounds of muscle. And also Sir Tommen and Pounce. And Koa, of course, Scooter's dog. And all of us, except for Sir Pounce, I believe, had chills from this young lady singing. So bravo. Also, so Scooter put Sapple Three Trees, a sad guy pulling float. I think it maybe says five apples to three trees, but then there's a sad guy pulling the float. I think, oh, maybe pulling one of these Macy's floats. Oh, because there's a Hello Kitty balloon. Bernie, what did you think of the Hello Kitty balloon? Thanks, Ray. Bernie the Butterfly here. Yes, I like to say my name so you know who I am. I like it, but the Hello Kitty... that's how a lot of us, like, that's why I've had to step up, because everyone has that blank look in the face. And I say, hey, humans, wake the frig up and tell LeVar Burton to stop singing about us, especially comparatively. How about a balloon with some friggin' butterflies already? Third, cats, no offense to Sir Tommen either, cats can't fly planes. That would be a terrible idea. Two or four or five, whatever point I'm on, ask a cat if they wanted to get in a plastic plane, they'd say no, unless you're not watching, then they might go in there and sleep. But ask any cat if they want to be friggin' put in a plane, and they're going to tell you no, like, just let us do whatever we want. So I guess that's all I got to say. Hello Kitty was very cute, and I thought Angelica did a great job, and that's it. Thank you. Thank you, Bernie. This is your friend Ray. I'm back here. And we had some blocks spelling out Happy Thanksgiving. And Lance and Lisa, somebody's singing. I'm not sure who the singer is, but to be honest, I'm like Andy Graham is the singer. There's a person dressed up as a duck. Andy Graham sings, and it's a float for Homewood Suites with some wooden ducks, and everybody looked pretty happy. I did have a question because it's wooden ducks with rubber kids. I said, "What is this?" But it was a nice little song by Andy Graham, and it was a nice little thing. And it is, as we were saying when we were watching, we're glad. No offense to country music, but we're glad we had mixed group of performers. We had some pop, we had some country, we had a little hip hop, like some power ballads or whatever you might want to call them. Last year felt like a little heavy on the country, like keep it even. You know, this isn't like an electoral system. Then we had another great band, and I was really mesmerized by the flag dances and how tiring that must be. And then the Red Power Ranger came. Bernie, what do you have to say about that? Thanks, Ray. Bernie the Butterfly here. This is, again, the propaganda is what it is. And they even make these kids watch these shows, realize you're in a hero or whatever. They say, well, this is this is why you people can't sleep at night, this Red Power Ranger. I think they just do that to plant the seed in your mind. Oh, Red Power Ranger's here to help you. But, you know, unless you you know what I'm saying. But then, you know, that's all I have to say about that. Okay, thank you, Bernie. This is your friend Ray. Hello. Next up was Jimmy Fallon and the Roots. Jimmy Fallon always seems to have fun. They were on a big guitar, and they were singing an AC/DC song, or no, Prince song. Which one was it, Scooter? They were singing a Prince song because they all have purple on. And they were all looking. He does a lot of pointing, that Jimmy Fallon. I think he's on Scooter's amends list, believe it or not. I'm not supposed to say that, but he is. But yeah, right now they're doing the thing where they pray. Looks like a really everyone's dancing and going along in the Roots. Roots are really jamming out and just dancing along and having fun. And I guess that's what the two dancing kids, Scooter put, were great, and they are. And then there was a small cat, very unhappy, Scooter put, Pikachu. Oh, Pikachu, and carrying a small cat. Bernie, what'd you think about that? Yeah, thanks, Bernie the Butterfly here. Why can't you have any friggin' balloons that are real things? You got this Pikachu thing, which comes from another dimension or some such thing, so you can chase it around with your applications. And then it's holding on to a friggin' cat. Sir Pounce didn't like it, and I didn't like it, but it did have a nice look on its face, and it was nice to watch because it's only imagination, is what Scooter wrote for me to say, be positive, Bernie. So, yeah, that's what I saw. Okay, so that was that. Then there was the Spirit of America. Oh, also, Bernie said he was hoping for the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. And also, Bernie had asked me, why is Pikachu blushing? And none of us can answer that. So there's a question to wonder about. But yeah, next up was the Spirit of America cheer. There was lots of Blue M shirts, which I wondered if, and I said, is it for Merci? And they said, oh, Macy's, that's why. And they had something to cheer about. Then there was commercial. Let's see. Then there was Trolls. There was also Cara Mund, I think is, Cara Mund. She didn't have a very good fake smile. And Bernie wants to talk about this. Yeah, this was all I could take. Thank you, Ray. Three freaking trolls hanging on a poor caterpillar. You finally put a caterpillar in the parade. It can't be a butterfly. It has to be a caterpillar. I can expect that. Respect that. But then you got to freaking have these trolls using it for transport. Why can't you just leave butterflies and caterpillars alone? They're hanging off it. And I didn't like it one bit, but let me throw back to Ray, because there's another person about to perform. Oh, thanks, Bernie. Yeah, then was Shimmer and Shime singing Kid in a Candy Store. I said, holy Punky Brewster. Really a Punky Brewster-level jacket by a performer who really was dancing, JoJo Siwa. And some lines for the song Sugar's in the Air. And Broken Smile. This Scooter, well, the worry lives, caught up in his own string. I think that was a joke for Bernie to supposed to say, like a person was caught in the string for the next float here. But let's see. I just saw the CEO of Macy's again sitting there. Oh, Charlie Brown is coming up. That's why. The Bernie the Butterfly. Yeah, this is my favorite part. Friggin' Scooter. But okay, Charlie Brown, who's a famous version of Scooter. And he even has the same smile that really, I'm smiling to cover up my awkwardness. But he's caught up in a kite, which I thought was hilarious because that's actually happened to Scooter. And yeah, I really liked it. And then next up was the puzzle was a puzzle float. I noticed that Girl Scouts was not in capital letters. I don't know what that is. Ray, why don't you talk about that? Oh, thanks, Bernie. Well, I'd rather talk about Carmen and Andra Day singing. That was lovely. And she had on such comfy mittens. And they had a great message of stand up for something already. Just like Bernie's saying in his own way, go ahead and stand up for something. And then we learned that I think 50 million people watched this parade. And, you know, something about, oh, then there's a KFC. Was it a float? Yeah, there was a KFC float coming up. And I really enjoy those commercials because you don't even know who's going to play Colonel Sanders, and that can be funny. And for a second, I was thinking of Jane Lynch, but this is Dustin Lynch singing. And he had a very sweet jacket on, and he sang about a small-town boy like me. And this led to another highlight of Scooter's, which was a kid with a mandolin. Is that what Scooter wrote? Yeah, no, we'll have to watch it here. We're watching him sing. He has a very nice jacket on. And we're watching all the kids dancing. He's singing. He's very charismatic. We have Colonel Sanders. Oh, there's the kid with the mandolin there next to Colonel Sanders. Yeah, this was another high point because the kid is a little bit like the kid from A Christmas Story. And then he's like, sometimes he's very nervous, and then he's not nervous at all. Like, he's being waved on. He did a dab. I think that's what the kids call it. But other than that, he's frozen. I'm watching, he's frozen, and then someone must say, smile, move around. Don't be like Scooter. You're supposed to be playing the mandolin. But I thought it was really just he's very exciting. Now he's waving enthusiastically. And I just enjoyed that. Then the U.S. Air Force Band did a wonderful, wonderful job. And I can't read Scooter's writing here, but something about Jet for Epsberg by Wags. Oh, this is another balloon is what it is. Yeah, thanks, Ray, for getting to throw it to me. This was a friggin' little kid jet that says supposed to solve problems and deliver smiles. I said, to whom? It looks like it's just going to pollute the air to me, but that's it, Ray. Thank you. Well, thanks, Bernie. Then we had the Entenmann's float with a lot of bakers and confection. Sarah Evans sang Indeed, doing Indeed or some such thing. And there was an upside-down baker. There was a sad cupcake, which we noticed, and donut kids. And then Scooter's, good thing Scooter's not back, because there was clowns that had fries and shakes with them. And then there was a dance crew, 34th and Funk, which was awesome. They could really dance, and it was really good. Then more clowns with the New York and Daily News Apple and lots of clowns. I couldn't figure out if it was a worm or a stem, just like last year, but then I figured out that that was a stem on top of the apple. BB Rexa, she did a great job. She had some serious faux fur on. It looked really, really good. And then Scooter's thing, one of the Mopples happy taxed. So that was great. When the Mopple happy taxed, I said, this is the parade for me. When you're reading off of Scooter's notes, when the Mopple happy tax is going on. But it was really from Chase from the Paw Patrol, right, Bernie? Oh, yeah, I like this Bernie the Butterfly here, thank you. I like Chase from the Paw Patrol, very cute. Rescue Pups, and then Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Ray. Yet they're going to reboot them again with Rise of the TMNT. Cat was, Cat, someone was singing with them. We got to get to this because this was one of Scooter's favorites. He said it was the best song in the show and the best float with the performer match. Scooter gave this award. I wish he had given out other awards because he kind of did say the Pucks were the best. And then he said that he really enjoyed a couple of the other performances. There's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles here. I'm just reviewing because, you know, I'm working with Scooter. Here we go. Cat Graham. And just some unbelievable suits. A really, really fun performance. They had like a little steam effects. And I don't know if Scooter put this or this was it, but this is epic. Then we had NYPD band doing Stand By Me. That was touching. Also, during Cat Graham's performance, the bassist has a sock on his bass. And some really nice Prince-level dancing there. Then we had a John O'Hurley ad for the dog show. And then, Bernie, we had another float. Oh, thanks, Ray. Yeah, we had a float that I was thinking about tasting. It was a Sour Patch Kid float, and I would like to taste that. It looks like a little bit like a solid Gatorade to me. Salty, sour, and sweet all at the same time. Sounds like it'd be good for your electrolytes, if you don't mind me saying. And I would really like to spend more time with that. And there was a lot of confetti. There was confetti coming out of the inside of the balloon, which was a clown. And it was a baseball. I don't know. Understand? It was a baseball playing clown or something. Is that right? Oh no, there's a baseball player. Nicky Jam, by the way, was the singer. Thanks, Ray. Bernie the Butterfly still here because I really wanted to have some Sour Patch Kids. Okay, back to you, Ray. Well, thanks, Bernie, but you threw it to me with Harold, the baseball player from the Miracle on 34th Street balloon went by. Then the Ohio University band with lots of dancing and moving. And then another balloon. Oh, thanks, Bernie. This time we had a friggin' bird that is stolen. Like, I thought it had stolen the egg. And I said, what are you doing with that friggin' egg? Why don't you give it back? But according to the experts, its name's Red. It's from an angry bird. And I'd say, well, you should meet me. I'm an angry butterfly. I don't have a friggin' game. I mean, these birds got games. You know, you got bird. How come this, humans, how come you look at birds, you bird watch, but you got to friggin' catch butterflies. What's up with that? Or you take a balloon and you make a bird look like it's a hero running with an egg. You take a caterpillar and it's carried around friggin' trolls. What's up with that? This is the reasons why butterflies and humans coexist by tolerance only, by the way. But that bird had a good scowl on his face, kind of reminded me of me. I said, that's got some gumption, that bird, Red. Go ahead, Ray, take it over with your zany ladies. Oh, thanks, Bernie. Yes, the next thing up was the zany ladies, and they were doing the Red Hot Mamas Domestic Engineers, and they're into spreading the enchantment of ridiculous things. So I thought that was cool. We definitely share those goals here. Then there was a Crazy Glue fun house with Flo Rida, who Scooter loves. He sings them like one of the big hits from them all the time. I say, Scooter, 2014 called. But Flo Rida was singing a really nice song. I put a Hubba Dub Dub two CEOs in a tub for some reason, because I thought that would be funny. Then we have SpongeBob there, Bernie. Okay, you know, thank you, Bernie the Butterfly here. And people always talk about, these humans talk about canon when they're talking about the shows. Oh, that doesn't fit the canon of the show. Oh, that's not based on the reality. And then you have a friggin' SpongeBob musical to open the friggin' parade with a human. And then you have a SpongeBob balloon with a friggin', that's a sponge. Hello. But, you know, you humans, you do the best you can. So you know, that, what else can I say other than also SpongeBob was jumping and holding SpongeBob's hand. SpongeBob's very flexible. And SpongeBob had a holiday hat on, 2.5 miles of rope in the first square balloon. Also, by the way, Tom Kenny's from Syracuse, New York. Used to perform with Bobcat, Bob Goldthwait, but from Syracuse, New York, where Scooter's from. They don't know Scooter, of course. Though I do know Scooter's a big fan of Bob Goldthwait's. Then there was the King's Hawaiian float. Ray, why don't you take over? Oh, thanks, Bernie. Yeah, there was the King's Hawaiian waterfall float with the Goo Goo Dolls. And the Goo Goo Dolls also got a joke on Mr. Robot, so that was funny. And they said it was an island, but I believe it's an atoll, but maybe I'm wrong. Also, Victoria's Secret got the most money because whoever bought that billboard should get triple the salary next year. Give them a raise and a bonus. And then there was lots of confetti. Then there was another band that had to run from Colony High. And this was a touching moment. We met the winner of the Bob and Dolores Hope Scholarship. Her name was Naomi, I believe. Then I put Turtle Danger. I don't know what that means, Scooter, but Turtle Program or something. Turtle Dragon, that's what that says. But Bernie, was that a float, a balloon? Oh, yeah, thanks, Ray. It was, something. I don't know. But you know what was up next that I liked was the Tim Burton Beetlejuice dances. That was so good. Did you enjoy that, Ray? Oh, I did, because we just watched Beetlejuice. And so having the Beetlejuice dance crew there was just great. Then we had something about parents stealing children's thunder. Then a Build-A-Bear workshop with Bernard. And Sabrina Carpenter had a great hat on as she was singing, and we really liked how she sang to the bear, and we also liked she looked very cozy in a hat. So I thought, like, wearing a nice hat and being cozy is an important thing. Then there was the Pillsbury Doughboy for popping fresh, right, Barney? Yeah, so that was the next thing, is like, you humans love celebrating not eating healthy. So you say, oh, this is like a creature from some white flour that's barely even flour anymore. Enhanced white bread, it's our best friend. So keep it up, and we us butterflies won't have to worry about you. Anyway, back to you, Ray. Oh, thanks, Bernie. Yeah, Mick Melinda and the Big Apple Circus, Grandma the Clown, blew a kiss to the camera. Then we had Sugar for 250 Cakes, Sweet Smashes, the Domino Sugar Float. I don't know what Scooter says, Sugar for 250, but we had Dancing Cookies, and a performer on there who is, her name will come right up. I'm not sure who it is. She's getting ready to sing, and she's laughing along with everybody. Oh, it's just Cam, just C-A-M. That's who's singing that. So that was fun, and that was nice. Then more clowns, which Scooter really doesn't want to talk about, wants us to skip over that, rewrite history, like there's no clowns in the parade. And then there was a giant green giant who was kneeling down a little bit, like right after the sugar, which I thought was WTF, I put. And I said, why don't you just have, I don't know. And I think this singer's name was Lauren. And there's like a lot of people dancing in the background having fun to this performance. And who is our singer here? We'll find out. Yeah, it's Lauren Alania. And it was a good one. And I don't know. Scooter has some writing here, but I don't know if it's about peas or something. Something far enough to know. Maybe that's from the song. Also, an irony, the giantly green giant is holding little tiny pieces of corn, which aren't green, by the way. Then there was one of Bernie's favorite floats. Oh, thanks, Ray. This here was the dino float for your energy, your oil people put that float up there. But they don't know that because they just put, they trick you. And they say, oh, this dinosaur will keep your oil coming for a long time. No problems. So that was the dinosaur float. Then there was the Rosemont Band, right, Ray? They had to walk fast. Oh, but yes, thanks, Bernie. But they had the best of flag races. Holy moly. And then we had the South Dakota float, and it was with Smokey Robinson. And there was also the big-headed presidents on the side dancing, which was interesting. And Smokey was singing Christmas Every Day, when Smokey sings, it feels like Christmas. So that was good. And then after that, we had a giant tree float with Olivia Holt from Balsam Hill, which a lot of good dancing on this float and a lot of good singing and beautiful ornaments. And it was that was a good performance. And then we had another balloon. Oh, yeah, Bernard Butterfly here. Another person I actually enjoy, the Grinch, who steals presents from all of you. But then you, in your myth, you win him over. But they're doing another reboot of the Grinch next year. So we'll see how that goes. But it looks like they're going to stick to the original look of it. So I'm a grouch. I don't have nothing. But the Grinch somehow is famous. Scooter says it's because of the beautiful singing and things. Thank you. Oh, then we had another band that was very rushed from Rockford High School. They had to do side running. And after that, we had the Elf on the Shelf balloon, which Bernie said, well, that's what's to watch all you people. But this Rockford High, they even put on a little performance with dancing and acting, I guess. Then the Elf on the Shelf. I don't think any of us are big fans of the Elf on the Shelf. And we, Scooter tried to do a podcast to trace back the origins of the Elf on the Shelf. But no one knows when this idea came about. But it's supposed to make you comfortable with things, people watching everything. I don't know. I just don't get it. Then we had a Peanuts float. Oh, boy. And they stuck to canon because there was no Charlie Brown. So they knew what they were doing. Lucy, Snoopy, and Linus were there. And they were doing some great waving, and that was really nice. And then it was time, to kind of get to the end of the parade. We had a nice float from Hallmark with some elves on there and a boy band with Nick Lachey, who's, I think, the most famous, and the rest of his band. And they looked like they were really having fun. And I forgot the name of the band, but it's going to come up here. And they had the dancing wooden soldiers on there. I think 98 Degrees, or they're not Boys to Men or Blue House, whatever the other one is. It's not coming up. 98 Degrees. I think I was correct there. I would say the 101 Degrees right now. Holy moly. You know, they've aged like fine wine. They're a men's band now, but, you know, you got to grow up sometimes. So that was nice. And I liked how everyone was dancing along with them. And I just like when they give it their all instead of dialing it in. I said, Nick, great job. And the rest of the crew, I don't know who you are, but I think you did a good job. And then we were getting to the end of the parade. So they really had to rush this last band, who I think was from Davis. And I think they came from the furthest away. That might have been the band from all the way from Alaska. And the person in charge of the band's retiring. And then we had a Christmas tree with a bunch of people on it waving. And there was a giant swinging tree. They had great sweaters. Holy moly. They all had different holiday sweaters. And they sang as a choir. And it was, that was a nice moment. I really, really enjoyed that moment. You know, give me a choir and, you know, I'll show you someone in the spirit, the season spirit. Also a lot of turtlenecks, which is always nice. Then we had some light balloons and we're getting close to the end of the parade here, you know, because it's time to go celebrate with your family, I guess. So we had, stilt walkers, little elf balloons, candy canes, clowns, of course. You can't get more. Macy's Great America Band, which was nice. And we had an elf, a floating elf, all the little floating elves. We had a crying, a big head. I don't know what that is. Scooter put that in the notes. Must be after the Macy's band. Oh, no, there we go. This is like the children that didn't get anything from Santa. They parade them in front of Santa Claus for some reason. That must be an old tradition. And one of the children is crying because I guess they're not going to get a gift. And then finally we had, they said it's the official start of the season, even snow going. And you have Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus, I believe. Now, we all know it's Roberta Claus is the real one running Christmas nowadays. And Santa Claus has an assistant, and then they have the whole North Pole, all the reindeer, and some of the reindeer moving, big bag of presents, confetti. And that's the end of the parade, everybody. And I really enjoyed our team here. And being here with yous, and all I can wish you is a happy season and a good night. This is your friend Ray. Goodbye.
All right, I want to thank everybody that reviewed the podcast recently. Not exactly JCX. I said, no. If being annoyed puts you to sleep, by all means, download this drivel. No depth on any given subject. I don't know. I go pretty... so they didn't like the podcast, but you know who did? Red Velvet 1278. I don't have to sleep stress anymore. Thank you so much. I don't take anything to sleep now after years of struggle. I'm not worried about waking up in the middle of the night because now I know I'm not alone. I slept peacefully and stay relaxed and never felt so rested. Christine 2.0, newest version of Christine, the hit to market, beta version, says, Midnight here, let's keep the show going. I smile because I know I'll be asleep soon. And Kaylee from New Zealand says, the best podcast to help a busy mind. One morning I woke up, couldn't get my brain to stop. I came across this podcast, been listening every night since. My favorites are TNG. Best thing is I can listen to the same one 5 times because I'm always asleep at the end. Yeah, you know who's not irritated with this podcast? Irritated Gamer, who says it always does the job. Perfect for those nights when I can't wake up and turn off my brain. Puts me out in minutes. Thank you. And Ajajia says, weird. I didn't even know what I was listening to, but it worked. Weird. I did wake up a few times due to extraneous things. And I wasn't sure where the story is going, but all I know is it works. I'm subscribed, and so should you. Amy Lizzie from the UK says, magic. Must be some kind of crazy magic. 1 minute I'm listening, and the next it's time to get up. I don't know how why it works, but there's some next level sorcery. Mrs. Piperitis from Australia says, Scoots is the best boyfriend ever. First time I listened, I was so confused. I tried to follow the story. However, it worked and I fell asleep. I tried it the next night and it's been working ever since. Thanks, Scoots. Here's a witty name, Jet Suit Jesuit. I love it. A Jesuit in a jet suit. Welcome addition to my bedtime routine. I guess it's something I never knew I wanted so bad till I found it. I used to listen to music, comedy, talk radio, noise machines. They all helped a little, but none of them came close to this thingamajig. I appreciate how much thought has gone into shaping every aspect of the show. My partner doesn't normally go to sleep until quite a bit later than I do, so I'm usually, I have to keep things, other things pretty quiet, but she enjoys listening to sleep with me. Makes my 6:30 wake-ups more bearable. And finally, I want to thank Mads 2013. It helps my nighttime anxiety. Ever since as a child, I had anxiety that got worse in the wee hours of the evening. Even as an adult, I would wake up or and I'd leave TV or the Netflix on, but, you know, the light and stuff. Then I found this podcast, and at first it was a little strange, but there's something about a voice in the intro where he says it's a safe place, it's such comfort in these dark, lonely hours. I listen to it almost every night now, and I'm finally starting to sleep through the night. Thanks so much. Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for reviewing the show. You can do that over at Sleep With Me Podcast, or over on Apple Podcasts in your app, or if you use iTunes. Thanks so much. Also, this podcast is made possible by all the patrons, particularly if you're listening and you're still listening, or you're listening to an archived episode or multiple episodes a night, consider becoming a patron. That's what makes it possible. SleepWithMePodcast.com/patron. Thanks, patrons. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boar Friends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out. And that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all-intro episode came out. March is at bonus episodes. There was another all-intro episode.
So that's in the all intro, all my feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed, let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 1254 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 1253, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelik's, like, we're getting ready, big announcement, if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do three seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabelik. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And, that was episode one of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 1252 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off. And episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 1250, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepingmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.